So I'm outside New Scotland Yard, the Met Police headquarters here in London, where a Defend Our Juries protest is taking place against the prescription of Palestine action. And behind me now, one by one, I think around a dozen people or so are coming up, standing on a box, and vocally expressing support for Palestine Action. Some of them are saying that they're members of Palestine Action, and they're encouraging other people to support Palestine Action. I've been to many of these protests before, as you know. Up until now, people have held articles, signs that say, I oppose genocide, I support Palestine Action. That is a crime under the 2000 Terrorism Act, under Section 13. It carries a 6-month sentence. This is a significant escalation, because this is to declare themselves members of a prescribed group, to encourage others to join. Those are offences under Section 12. Section 12 is different from Section 13 in that it carries up to a 14-year sentence.
I oppose genocide. I support Palestine Action. I encourage everyone to support Palestine Action.
Your time is 13,
together, we can save many, many lives. Join me in supporting Palestine Action.
Help me to understand something. So as I understand it, Section 13, which carries a maximum of a 6-month sentence, can be dealt with in a magistrate's court, because it's not a very long sentence.
Yes.
This escalation, though, if people don't plead guilty, means that if they're charged, they'll go to the Crown Court, the criminal court, which, as we know, is already in difficult straits.
Yes.
Is that part of the escalation?
That's absolutely part of the escalation, yes. Because they'll then go before a jury. Now, the majority of people in this country are opposed to our involvement with genocide in Gaza.
It's been a year since the very first Defend Our Juries protest that happened in Parliament Square back in July last year. Do you expect this escalatory technique that you've employed today to likewise catch fire in the same way?
We are very committed to doing what we can to push back against this. We think that our civil liberties actually are at risk. I mean, obviously we're concerned about what's happening in Palestine, but we're also concerned about what's happening to our democracy. Because, you know, allegedly we have, you know, we're supposed to have freedom of speech, we're supposed to have freedom of expression. Our basic human rights in this country are being lost. That is fundamentally undemocratic.
Thank you.
People know that. You know, they know how much is at stake here, and this is why they're prepared to do this.